That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. To date, all of Lum's attempts to effect a reconciliation with Miss Emmeline not only failed, but resulted in making matters worse. In fact, Miss Emmeline felt that she was being unduly annoyed and threatened to get out an injunction restraining Lum from attempting to see her or even communicate with her at all. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em'Down store discussing this latest development.
Listen. Well, now, Lum, can she do that, get out one of them conjunctions again?
Injunctions, Abner. I've told you that 1,100 times.
Well, whatever it is, can she get one out?
Well, sure she can. Huh. I know good and well that town marshal of ours, old Uncle Henry Munsford, would just be glad as anything to do it for her. He's always trying to get something on me.
Oh, well, that'll take old Uncle Henry to death to get the spring out on me, sure.
I think he's jealous because I'm a higher-up official than he is.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it, yeah. Well, Lon, does that mean that you can't even talk to her without getting me arrested?
Yes, I can figure out it does. See, she claims I've been annoying her.
Well, you ain't been annoying her. About all you've done is hang around the boarding house trying to see her, trying to call her on the telephone all day, kept her from getting her railroad ticket to see her sister's wedding and be the cause of her getting all splashed with mud in front of everybody. That's all you did.
Well, I don't see how you can call them little old things annoying.
Why, of course not.
She's just mad at me. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, well, women are sort of peculiar animals, I reckon. I've been married to one for a long time, and to be honest, Lum, I don't understand Elizabeth. I might as well admit it, I do not understand her.
Well, I understand them pretty good myself, psychology and all that, but this woman, it just went too far. Yeah. Getting out of injunctions against the justice of the peace is just something you don't do. Especially when it's me, it's a disgrace on me, it's what it is.
It is, huh?
I think it is. And I ain't at all happy about it, neither.
Yeah, well, I can't say that I blame you.
And what's more, I don't aim to sit here and take that kind of treatment off of nobody.
Good for you, who is?
Not even the Queen of Sheba.
No, sir, I don't get it. Who?
The Queen of Sheba, as I say.
Who's she?
Oh, you hear to her.
I don't believe I have. What? She live over at Board Camp.
No, tells about her in history books.
Oh, damn.
There's these people called the Shebas, and she was the queen of them.
Huh. Who was the king?
Her husband, I reckon.
Old man Sheba, huh?
Don't believe it ever mentioned him.
Well, must not be in much account that a woman run him that way. More likely she was on them bossy women, run him in the castle bowl.
Well, I don't know. I never thought about him before. Never did hear the king of Sheba's.
Well, sir, that goes. I never have heard of neither one of them.
Well, anyway, that's who Miss Emmeline acts like she thinks she is.
King of Sheba, huh?
No, the queen.
Oh.
I'm too big a man in the community to put up with anything like that. I just ain't going to do it.
I wouldn't either.
I've got my own reputations to think about.
Why, sure you have. Yes, sir, you're right, boy.
I've done everything a man could do to try to make up for that railroad ticket mix-up. Practical crawled on my knees on broke glass is what I've done.
Did you do that?
Well, this ain't that.
Huh?
The humiliations I've been through hurt me worse than a broke glass would.
It did.
No, sir, Abner, I just ain't going to stand for it.
I'm proud to hear you say that.
Nobody can treat Lum Edwards that way and get by with it.
That's the time.
I believe I'll just tell that woman just what I think of her and that injunction idea.
Now you're talking. That's the thing.
What's more, I'm going to do it right this minute.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got my mind made up. Out of the way, Abner. Well, let me get to that phone.
Rockefeller, down. Yeah, call her. Don't miss no words.
Nobody can push Al Edwards around.
No, sir. Nobody can push. I don't. Wait a minute. You can't do that,
huh?
You get thrown in jail. No, that injunction.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, hang it up. Hang up the phone. Don't
you? I'm glad you thought of that.
Yeah.
Save me from getting arrested there.
Yeah, good for me. Using my head.
That woman has sure got me where she wants me. I can't do nothing, it looks like.
No.
Can't even talk to her long enough to defend myself.
Yeah, she got you all right. Ain't no three or four ways about that.
You know what I think I'll do, Abner?
No, what?
It's a little drastical, but I've just got to do something.
Yeah, what is it?
I think I'll just quit going with her.
Quit going with Miss Emily?
Yes, sir. I think I'll just break off our engagement.
Well, how can you do that, Mom? You ain't never been engaged to her yet, have you?
No, but I was aiming on it.
Oh.
I know good and well she was, too. That'll show her.
Yeah, well, it'll at least surprise her if you tell her you're going to break an engagement you ain't even got.
No. I ain't going to call her or go see her or talk to her or nothing.
Well, you can. You'll get injuncted if you do that.
That's right, Annie.
Yes, sir.
Well, even if I could, I ain't going to.
Oh.
I believe I'll just write her a letter. That's what I'll do.
A letter, huh?
Yeah.
Well, can you do that? I thought you weren't supposed to have nothing to do with her at all.
Well, I won't sign my name to it. Then she won't know who it's from.
Oh, yeah, you might do that. Write her one of them anonymous letters.
Yeah. That way she won't have nothing to give me. Where's some paper to write on?
Well, wait a minute. There's a tablet over here someplace. Yeah, this is just some stuff that's come in the mail today. Here.
We're about out of them tablets, ain't we?
Yeah, they're down to four. That's the time to buy some more, too. Here's a bill from the Pine Ridge Cleaners that come for you in the mail today, Long. Right.
Cleaners?
There. Yeah, that's what it says.
I'm going to see it. I never had no cleaning done. I ain't had no cleaning done in years.
Huh.
Let's see here.
Had the grass cut over at your place?
One dress.
Dress? Why, Lum, I never even knowed you had one.
Well, it ain't mine, silly. Listen to this. One dress cleaned and pressed for Miss Emmeline Platt, $1.50.
$1.50?
Yes, sir. I granted it. I bound you that's that dress Cedric's car splashed mud all over day before yesterday.
$1.50 just to clean a dress?
What it says here.
Well, Lum, me, she could get a whole new dress for that. And a hat, too, if she wanted one.
Now, what did she send that bill to me for?
I don't know. Well, wait a minute, Lum. Doggy, that was your fault.
My fault?
Why, sure.
Well, yeah, but how did she know it?
Uh-oh. I reckon I forgot to tell you.
Forgot to tell me what?
Well, see, Cedric told me that Miss Emmeline got after him for splashing that mud on her, so he just, told her the whole story.
Oh, me. You mean he told her my whole plan about how he's supposed to run over me with his car so she'd get sympathetics and speak to me?
Yeah. See, he said he figured that as long as the plan never worked anyway, why, it wouldn't make no difference if he told her.
Oh, that's fine and dandy. That's grand. That's wonderful. No wonder she got out of an injunction. More than likely thinks I'm catched on top of everything else.
Yeah, more than likely. All right, well, let's see here. I was going to get you some paper so you could write a letter to me.
How they do. Go blab it to her.
Well,
let it go.
It'll be all right.
I couldn't even write her a letter.
Why, you can, too. You loll your tongue out a little when you write, Lum, but you can write pretty good.
I couldn't face that woman now if I was paid $1,000,000.
Oh. Well, how about sending her a postcard?
No, Abner. First, I'm concerned me and her. Oh, my goodness, now look who's coming in.
Huh?
Squire Skimp.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't in no mood to talk to him or nobody else.
He's coming in.
Pissed.
Well, gentlemen, lovely day.
Yeah, ain't it?
Howdy, Squire. Can of tobacco?
No, thank you, Abner. I just wanted to see Lum on the business matter. It's about the school board meeting, Lum.
School board meeting?
Well, yes. As you know, the board was scheduled to meet this Friday. It seems that there's this little matter of Miss Emmeline's resignation to take up. You, of course, received a copy of the resignation, I suppose, Lum.
Copy? You mean you got one, too?
Why, yes, Lum. All board members receive one.
Oh.
Now, I've talked to Edry Seastrunk and the other members, and they're all in favor of postponing the meeting until next week.
My granny, I'm for that, all right. Give her a chance to cool off.
Yeah, sure. Well, that makes it unanimous then, Lum. You see, we all felt that this is a very serious matter.
Yeah, it's serious, all right.
It would indeed be a blow to the education of the youth of our parish community, Lum, to lose a teacher of Miss Emmeline's caliber.
Her own caliber?
Yes. We all feel that she is by all odds the most progressive, likable, kind, and considerate instructor that we've ever had here in the Pine Ridge School.
Yeah.
Lovely lady. So, it was our opinion that, inasmuch as you and Miss Emmeline are, sort of...
yeah.
Anyway...
Am I laughing?
Rather, friendly, let us put it, Mom. We felt that in the interest of our school system, that you should go to her and have a little talk with her, Lum.
You mean I've got to go over there and talk to Miss Emily?
Yes, Lum. See, we have, myself and the board, we have every confidence that you can persuade Miss Emily to withdraw her resignation.
Yeah, but, Squire, I can't go over there.
Well, we know, Lum, that you'll succeed in this important duty of your office as president of the school board. And, Lum, we want to wish you the best of luck.
But wait a minute,
our Barney. Children will be forever indebted to you for this fine deed you're about to do. Well, good day, gentlemen.
Oh, hey, Squire, wait a minute, Squire.
Well, I'm afraid Squire doesn't realize what he's asking Lum to do. Whichever way Lum turns, he's bound to have trouble. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.